Now, an 89-second news update.
Good afternoon. It's just past 5 o'clock in Syracuse. I'm Matt Pfeiffer. Spring felt like it had arrived in central New York today, with the temperature reaching 66 degrees, setting a new record for March 7th. The previous record was 64 degrees in 1973. West Genesee School District Superintendent Christopher Brown sent a message to parents today saying that the person responsible for yesterday's bomb threat at West Genesee High School has been apprehended. Classes were suspended at the high school yesterday after the district received the bomb threat. After sweeping the building, police determined that it was safe for students to get their belongings. A super PAC supporting Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum is calling for GOP rival Newt Gingrich to drop out of the presidential race. In a press release, the Red, White, and Blue Fund said that Santorum and Gingrich are splitting the support of social conservatives. The Vatican's official website was offline this afternoon after being hacked. A loosely knit international hacking group called Anonymous claimed responsibility for the attack. Apple revealed the newest version of the iPad today in San Francisco. CEO Tim Cook introduced a new product that is simply being called the new iPad. It features a high-resolution screen and a faster processor. It will be available next week. And going from one new product to an old favorite, Oreos turned 100 years old today. The chocolate sandwich cookies featuring that distinctive cream filling first hit store shelves on March 7, 1912. For Z89 News, I'm Matt Pfeiffer.
An 89-second news update.
Good afternoon. It's just past 5 o'clock. I'm Matt Pfeiffer. Governor Andrew Cuomo offered little hope to homeowners who may be forced to buy flood insurance when he spoke at the state fairgrounds today. The governor said that unless FEMA made a mistake in designating flood-prone areas on its new maps, it is unlikely the state will mount a legal case against the requirements. New FEMA maps have listed 1,099 properties along the Onondaga Creek as being in a flood-prone area, which would force the homeowners to buy flood insurance. The United States formally charged Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four others for planning and executing the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Mohammed is widely considered the mastermind of the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. If convicted, all five could face the death penalty. Dallas Mayor Michael Rawlings says it is a miracle that no one died in the rash of tornadoes that ripped through Texas on Tuesday. Rescuers have continued the search for anyone who may be trapped in the Dallas area. The National Weather Service estimates that between 6 and 13 tornadoes touched down Tuesday in North Texas. Yahoo announced that it will lay off 2,000 employees as new CEO Scott Thompson begins to streamline the company. Thompson said in a statement that the elimination of so many positions is the first step in making Yahoo smaller, nimbler, more profitable, and better equipped to innovate. And finally, we have all imagined T-Rex as a scaly, lizard-like creature, but now scientists say that image may be wrong. After unearthing a new tyrannosaur species in China, scientists believe T-Rex may have had feathers, and touching it would have been like touching long, thick fur. Not quite as scary when you think about it. It just wasn't for those teeth. For Z89 News, I'm Matt Pfeiffer.
You've probably heard of the Daytona 500 or the Indianapolis 500. But each October, the New York State Fairgrounds come to life with the roar of dirt-modified cars, racing in Super Dirt Week, dirt car racing's biggest event. Billy Decker has won the feature race in Syracuse four times, making him as qualified as anyone to describe the importance of this race.
I can assure you that this race is as important to a dirt-modified driver as the Daytona is to NASCAR and the Indy is to the IndyCar guys.
Dirt-modified racing features open-wheel stock cars. The feature race showcases the big block modifieds, which means they have 750 plus horsepower, also known as big block engines. Kevin Kovac works for Dirt Car, the sport's sanctioning body, and is a former racing reporter who grew up in the Northeast with dirt modified racing.
When you go to the Northeast, big block modifieds rule. It's always been that way. The big block modifieds have never expanded out into different areas of the country. It's really just, it's like the best kept secret almost, for the modified, for the Northeast.
Unlike series like NASCAR, not every driver at Super Dirt Week is a full-time driver in the dirt car series. Ryan Phelps is a high school teacher and wrestling coach, but winning at Syracuse is still extremely important.
It'd be one of those life accomplishments, That it'd be like winning the championship. It's something that you hope it's one time in your life you can do it, and maybe you will, maybe you won't, but it's one of those life moments.
Well, while the best dirt modified racers in the country compete on the track, the fans are treated to an experience like no other. Matt Hitchcock came with his friends to take in the atmosphere.
A lot of the people can actually talk to a driver, and it's not like NASCAR where everybody's just a fan.
The week is also a chance for fans from around the sport of dirt racing to meet with old friends, as Kovac explained.
People swap stories from where they've been going all the races all season long, and it's just it's a good family. Like, a lot of people always talk about that. It's a family.
Matt Pfeiffer, ABC News, Syracuse, New York.